are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I need to apologize for my voice. The kids are out of school. And when the kids are out of school, my life is miserable. The fighting and the yelling and the screaming. Gosh, when does school go back in? Yeah, you know, the problem with summer camps, I know everybody says throw your kid in a summer camp. They're kind of getting to that age where they're bigger and it's more difficult to throw them. But trust me, I've tried. And summer camps are kind of expensive. You know, honestly, my kids should really be, you know, doing chores and helping out around the office and studying and, you know, working on all the things they failed, you know, during the school year and, you know, working on their fractions and their, you know, Spanish. One of them wants to take Mandarin. And I guess one is reading Lord of the Flies. And he asked Dad about certain parts of it, and Dad goes, I got to go get the Cliff Notes for him. So already my kids are being exposed to Cliff Notes. Look, I didn't do Cliff Notes till high school, right? Why is my sixth grader already needing Cliff Notes? Really? Man, I honestly think we're making things way too easy for the kids. So anyway, I love my children. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I gave birth to them. I had to feed them. But I, you know, I really like them more. I think I really prefer my children when they're at school. I don't know. I'm sorry. How do you guys handle what the fight, you know, the fighting? I know people listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show, and I'm honored y'all listen to me, you know, because I give a lot of parenting tips. But have you ever noticed I never claim I'm an expert in parenting? You know, I talk about relationships a lot. I tell you guys what you should be doing with the ladies, right? Because I think a lot of guys are clueless about that, and I think ladies are very clueless. Ladies, by the way, we got Father's Day coming around the bend. I know you're buying daddy cologne. No. Remember, I told you men don't like cologne. Women like men wearing cologne. Men don't. Okay, ladies, do we really have to talk about Father's Day gifts? All right, ladies, come on, we got to get right. So, you know, I'll talk about that, but I will never, ever, ever claim to be an expert on parenting. I really don't know what I'm doing. I never have. All right, and I don't think I ever will. You know, I tell you how I parent. I tell you my successes. And I tell you my failures. Last night I think I did a good job. My son backtalked to me. He was saying something. I didn't like what he said mid-sentence. I interrupted him. And I was like, what? And he goes, Mom, I'm talking. And I was like, whew. I mean, remember, in my household, if I did that to my mama, I'd lose a tooth. So in this household, we're like, okay, go to bed. You don't get to watch. You don't get to watch TV. And I guess it worked. He was upset. He was upset that he didn't get to finish his sentence. I mean, I'm sure he did finish his sentence eventually that night, but it wasn't what it originally intended. And it probably had some cuss words, and it probably had some anger directed towards me. But I was pretty proud of myself. No violence, right? I taught him he had to respect his mama, sent him to his room. He went to bed. He was grumpy. And this morning, he was, you know, very respectful. But no way am I ever going to claim I'm an expert in parenting. I really don't know what to do with these kids. And boy, do they have mouths on them. How could my kids have such mouths on them? I mean, I'm a very quiet, soft-spoken person. Daddy, you know, makes some noise every now and then, but that's the daddy. You know, men always yell. I don't know where they get it from, but I'm not handling it well. I always thought my kids would kind of be quiet and do the yes, sir. You know, I had to always say yes, sir, yes, ma'am. I can't get them to do it. They backtalk and question everything I say. I have, I don't know how many years of schooling. I have an MD. I have ovaries, and they just don't get it. They don't think that what I have to say is law. And I don't know how to handle it. I really don't. I know some of you are screaming into the radio, butt-whooping. Honestly, I can't do the butt-whooping well, and I'll tell you why. One time I tried to butt whoop. And remember I told you about my kids' butts? One of them is a very plump tushy. He takes after me. The other one is flat, no tushy. And the kid who has, plenty of meat on his tushy, you know, something you could feed a family of bears for a week with that tushy. He never really needed a spanking. Every once in a while, maybe. Never really needed it. The kid with no tushy is the one that really needs it. But the problem is when your kid has absolutely no tushy, you hurt your hand if you try to spank them. Now, my folks solved that problem. They didn't use hands. They used belts and paddles, and I'd never, ever do that. I don't want to discipline my kids the way we were disciplined. But once you hurt your wrist and, you know, start getting, nerve shooting and a neuropathy and start to develop carpal tunnel, you realize really the spanking thing doesn't work. If you notice, the reason why many experts say not to spank your kids, it isn't because it doesn't work, it's because they've hurt themselves, you know? I remember my mom totally jammed her thumb by smacking me across the face because she hit my zygomatic arch. And the face. Yeah, and the zygomatic arch, that is one strong bone. And she almost broke her thumb smacking me across the face. So I think a lot of these people are really just trying to protect themselves. And honestly, I am for protecting us, you know, musculoskeletal-wise. And I'm not really a big fan of spanking. It doesn't work, honestly. What really works is, making your kids upset about something. All right? And some kids really don't care about their tushies burning. They care more about not being able to go to the dance or losing Xbox or, not being able to listen to the Dr. Dolly show. That's what I do. I ground my kids. I go, if you guys act up, you don't get to listen to my show. And they're like, yay. Yay. I don't have to. You know what I do to punish them? I make them wear the Dr. Dolly show t-shirts. Oh, they get so mad. I go, you know what? Today, it's the Dr. Dolly Show t-shirt. No, I look like a dork, and people will think I'm a dork mom that I listen to the show. No, tough. All right, guys, don't go away. We got a lot to talk about today. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 14th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1620.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,661.38, $830.69 for a half ounce, or $415.34 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,661.38, $830.69, and $415.34.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guarantee.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Just to let you know what we're going to talk about today, I guess there's a new breathalyzer device that could smell cancer on your breath and supposedly could pick up breast cancer and lung cancer. And it's a breathalyzer test. I know many of you are like, oh, no, I don't think I want to take a breathalyzer test. I usually fail those. This wouldn't be in front of a police officer. So I think would be okay. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a man who is suing Apple's Siri, iPhone Siri, because she gave him the wrong directions. Don't ask. Please don't ask. Also, it looks like men are not having X-rated bachelor parties as often as they used to. Men are starting to do kind of like The Hangover 2, you know, the breakfast, the bachelor breakfast where they're sitting there at IHOP. Yeah, so we got to talk about that. Really? Really, gentlemen? Is that what's happening? All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, well, he didn't sound too happy. All right, what's that?
Yes, my 7-year-old son has been diagnosed with ADD. His biological parents are both drug addicts. I was wondering if there's any chance that they might outgrow this. Thank you.
Oh, that's a good one. And if you ever listen to us not live, we could always play your questions on air, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, so if you have a child that was born to drug users. I wish you were live because I want to know if your son, I mean, many of us assume there was some sort of use when he was in utero. I'm going to be honest with you. Some of these kids can outgrow some of the psychological issues that they may have and biological issues they may have from the drug use. Many don't. Now, if he's taking ADD medications, that doesn't mean he's ADD. All right? Oh, I wish you were live. I'd love to talk to you. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. I know it's hard because he must have left a message. See, here's the thing, people. We will put many children with mood disorders, unfortunately, on these stimulants. They work. And they get the kids get through school. And many of them don't seem to have as much of a mood disorder. Because a child of a parent who used illicit drugs or even used alcohol, etc., you know, some of these children will sometimes have some hyperactivity. Sometimes they'll have a lot of difficulty concentrating. So it's very easy to say, oh, well, they have ADD. And maybe they have a component of ADD. But what happens, you know, many times we see children of moms who had used speed or crack, ecstasy, etc. And these children almost seem to have a bipolar look. But if you give a form of speed to many of these people, whether they're adults or children, etc., many of them do better. So we have a population of children on ADD medicines, and people think they're ADD. But it's not that they're ADD, it's that these medications control some of the symptoms that occurred when the brain was damaged by the drugs in utero. And much of the damage that happens in utero can be permanent because the brain was developing at that time. Now, the danger to all this is now you have a child that requires stimulants or ADD medications to get through school. And we've talked about this. You know, I've never, you know, when I was in medical school, it was very easy to identify ADD and to write the medication. What was not easy and what was extremely difficult is trying to find a time with the parent and the child and a timeline on when you're going to take the kid off the medicine. And I have this conversation with my parents all the time. They're like, Dr. Dahlia, I don't want to see the psychologist or the psychiatrist anymore. I want you to prescribe the Ritalin, the Adderall, the Concerta, etc. And I have to tell them, no, I don't do that because I am unable to get the child off the medication. I don't want to be somebody that just writes the medication willy-nilly without there being a plan of when they go off. And the parents are like, oh, they'll go off eventually. And I go, when? They're in the sixth grade right now. When? In the seventh grade? Well, probably not because, you know, if they need in the sixth grade, they need in the seventh grade. All right, well, what about high school? No, high school is supposed to be harder than the seventh grade. All right, what about college? Well, I don't know. If they have trouble getting through high school, are they going to have trouble getting through college? Maybe after college. All right, well, what usually happens after college, hopefully? I mean, assuming the recession's over, right? I mean, hopefully we get a new president. But that's, we'll talk about that later. You know, if they get a job, they're going to have to be able to get up in the morning. They're going to have to do their tasks, do their reports, etc. So we have a population of people that have been on these medications. They're now in adulthood, and they still require them. And it's very frustrating. So, you know, let's say you have a child that was in utero when mom abused drugs. Many of them will have mood disorders, behavioral disorders, etc. And doctors luckily do have certain medications that they think will work. And ADD may be one of the symptoms, and they may be able to treat it. But sometimes it's very difficult to answer your question on the child outgrowing if we are feeding the syndrome by medicating it. You see? Now, I've also discussed this at great lengths. I think many children that are diagnosed with ADD don't have attention deficit. They have, and I don't even want to call it a learning disorder, they just need to learn a different way. I can't tell you how many of my parents, you know, their kids were on ADD medicines, and I go, okay, why? What happened? You know, oh, well, they were, you know, failing. They really weren't concentrating in school. They never got it. Teachers would give them something to read. They wouldn't get it. We put them on the medication, and the grades went from Fs to Cs. Yeah, but then you ask him, like, all right, so they never were able to pay attention? Were they able to pay attention to the Toy Story movie? Oh, yeah, they sat through movies fine. Were they able to get through a birthday party and, you know, concentrate on the tasks during the birthday party? Oh, absolutely. They play really well with other kids. All right, so they needed to be, quote, unquote, drugged or medicated to get through the academics. Now, doesn't that stand out to any of us? Doesn't that stand out that maybe they were in a learning environment in which they couldn't learn? You know, some of us, like me, for example, I really dug the whole, you put me in a classroom, you put a teacher in front of me with a chalkboard, you give me a big, huge spiral notebook of clean paper and a nice, sharp pencil with a brand new eraser, I am going to be a happy girl. Now, maybe I was a little hyperactive when I was younger, but I was very attentive. And I aced school, and school was my thing, and I was always at the top of my class, and I was a happy girl. That's exactly the place I wanted to be. But not all kids are dorks like that, okay? Some kids, they're like, this is really boring. You know, boy, the teacher's butt is kind of big, and I can't read her handwriting. And they think laterally. And some of the more intelligent children, for example, in my family, I might have been the book smart kid, but I was probably the least intelligent in my family. Oh, well, no duh, Dr. Dahlia, we could have told you that. Keep the comments to yourself, I'm talking. And the reason why is I didn't have that lateral thinking. You know, I could read the Shakespeare, I could recite the Shakespeare, but when they were saying, well, what were they trying to say in one fell swoop with Macbeth? And I'm like, well, something swooping down and killing everybody? Well, it means like all at once. And I didn't get that yet. My sister and my brother could interpret. They just didn't like doing schoolwork. So you have children. Not all children learn the same. You know, I'm going through that with my children. One of my kids, he really digs a workbook. He wants to work all summer long. That's great. The other one, he is probably one of the smartest kids I've ever known. This kid is smart. He hates school. He doesn't like schoolwork. But you could throw a bunch of magnets at him, and he will build a B-52 bomber out of it. You know, he's just one of those hands-on kids. And so my worry is we have a huge population of kids that have been thrown on ADD medications, and what they really needed was a different teaching style. And we need to spend time and money on research on taking these quote-unquote ADD kids that aren't really ADD. You got kids that have attention deficit. You have kids with hyperactivity, and you have kids with both. Then you have kids diagnosed with that. Because mom gave them Ritalin, and they were able to sit through class and get through some of the work better. That doesn't mean they have ADD. And now they're stuck on these medications to get through school. I don't want our kids drugged to get through school. Remember we were talking about those medications that kids are using? They don't even have ADD, but they find taking those medications enhance their performance. I don't want kids on performance enhancers. Otherwise, we're going to be dealing with the whole Lance Armstrong with our kids later. All right. Okay. I know he's innocent. Lance Armstrong's innocent. Yeah. I know. But listen, we can't have our kids thinking they'll have that out. But we also can't force them to learn with 40 other kids in a class and say, if you don't, we're going to make you pop a pill. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Oh, I love that song. As I sit on by, I think of... I used to be able to sing. You know, the very first time I was on radio in the first studio, first job I had, I could sing to the music. Then, you know, when I transferred, they were like, no, please don't sing. So I can't sing. And you want to know why? Because when I sing in my studio, it's at a different wavelength than what you hear, so it's always off. So I think I'm singing on key. Yeah, Dr. Dahlia, really, you're blaming the studio. Yes, I'm blaming the studio, okay? I sing it on key from my end, but by the time it goes to the microphone, it goes to all the wires, and then it goes all into your cars and radios, it's on a completely different key. And then I sound off, and then it's absolutely horrible, and then I cry, and there we go. All right, I hate to make fun of other people's articles, but this is an example of why women go wrong on Father's Day. And by the way, for those of you dads out there, I hope you have a great Father's Day coming up this upcoming weekend. My daddy is up in heaven. So Father's Day is always a little sad, you know, for me, you know, but I still want to help you all celebrate it appropriately. So Fox News has come up with 10 great gifts for Father's Day. Now, I would love to hear from you all, all right? And I know some of you aren't listening to me live, so leave a message on the phone line. But for those of you that are live right now, please call in 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. What do you really really, really want for Father's Day. I think we need to teach women a little bit more about men. I'm always kind of telling you guys, you know, that you're doing it wrong with the ladies, and, you know, whether it's foreplay or whether it's Mother's Day or, you know, and I've been giving men the lesson, but I don't really, you know, give women that much, instruction. And I think I need to. All right. And maybe it's because I grew up with a different type of dad. You know, my dad wasn't a golfer by no means. I didn't want him to be, because remember, if he used a belt on us, you think I wanted him to use a golf club? He wasn't really into power tools, you know, so I didn't have that kind of a dad, you know, and so our gifts were let him take a nap, get mom out of the house, you know, those are the kinds of things he really wanted. And remember, this is all anonymous, so call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Over the next couple days, we will compile a list of what really should be given to dad on Father's Day. What do you guys really, really want? Now, according to Fox News, they say if your dad is a golfer, give him, and boy, this has commercial and promotion written all over it, the Senso Glove Digital Glove Golf Glove. I'm not married to a golfer. We've never had golfers in the family. I'm sure somebody into golf may like a digital golf glove. I guess it gives you good grip pressure. I guess to me that just doesn't seem like the most awesome Father's Day gift. They say there's an iGrill Bluetooth meat thermometer. And they said if your dad is one of those grill masters, he will like this. It's an app-enabled wireless Bluetooth iGrill that turns your iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch into dad's own quote-unquote personal sous chef. Again, I'm not trying to give these people a commercial, but this is what Fox is saying to get. And if this is something you guys think you want, then tell your lady. All right, because I got to be honest. You know, your kids are going to get you soap on a rope, or one of them is going to make you an ashtray or something. All right, they also say that dad may want a Club W Wine of the Month. Now, actually, this may be very good for those of us that have to give other businesses gifts. Okay, again, my husband, he's not a wine person. No. Oh, this is a complete, this is a complete loss. Here, get this one. They say, pamper your guy with the Savant Spa Man Smooth Operator Shave Gift Set. See, guy, you know, most guys, they don't even really want to shave. Am I wrong? I mean, shut me up if I'm wrong. Shut up, Dr. Dahlia. No, only if I'm wrong. You know, guys just want a regular razor. They say the Indonesian vetiver pre-shave oil with apricot kernel oil. Really? Is this what guys want? Softens the beard, and brushless shave cream with coconut oil. Who are they writing this for? They say if dad is a health nut or fitness buff, sign him up for Pump Ups, which is a monthly subscription service that sends him a box of 6 different supplement samples and healthy snacks. Again, so far we haven't hit anything he wants. With a Roku HD, dad can stream movies, TV shows, workouts on one small device that connects to his television and wireless network. This may be a little bit more up my husband's alley, but really, honestly, he only watches Whale Wars, Deadliest Catch, Game of Thrones, although we weren't happy with that whole George Bush thing. You guys heard about that? Game of Thrones, one of the heads on a stick looked like George Bush. The producer said, my bad, sorry. But still, I mean, Game of Thrones, great. Great storyline. Just, you know, that was kind of rude. Don't be putting Bush's head on a stick. That was ridiculous. Okay, what else? They say give dad the space he needs and give him an eco-luxury yellow leaf hammock. You know, if your husband's into camping, maybe a hammock would be good. And let me see what else. Owl 360, it's a rear view camera and LCD viewing system that mounts on the bicycle head. And my husband does not ride a bicycle. Oh, and then what else? What was number 10? It's a Livio kit, hands-free Bluetooth calls. Yeah, you could listen to 45,000 stations without paying a monthly fee and possibly listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. Oh, now we're talking. Now we're talking. Give him some sort of device where he can listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. Yay! People ask me, do I charge? No, the reason I don't charge, well, why don't you charge? You know, you're a horrible businesswoman, honestly. No. The reason why Dr. Dahlia doesn't charge for her show is because I don't think anybody would pay for it, okay? You know, there has to be demand in order for you to supply, you see? Right, demand, supply, et cetera. All right, if I thought people would pay for it, I bet, you know, Phil Hendry, he could sell subscriptions and internet subscriptions, et cetera, right? People salivate at Phil Hendry shows. I'm a huge Phil Hendry fan, absolutely. But no, I really don't see people breaking out their wallet and getting their credit cards for the Dr. Dahlia show. Okay, so you see what a disaster this was? 10 great gifts for Father's Day. You know, so let's try and compile a list. You can also email me at drdahlia.com. What is it that you really, really want on Father's Day? Do you want wifey and the kids to just leave for a month? You know, is that right? Do you want the mother-in-law to not come over ever? Because I know what happens on Father's Day. I know because I do this to my husband, and I feel bad for doing it. All right? We go out to dinner. And, of course, my mother, you know, because Dad died, doesn't want to feel depressed, so we take her. So my husband has to basically spend Mother's Day with his mother, or Father's Day with his mother-in-law. And then, of course, everybody hands him things that he can't use. Here, Dad, I got you a nail file. Yay, wife gives him a hemorrhoid pillow. Son gives his dad Prevacid. Dad, this was on sale over the counter next to Prilosec. I got you some Prevacid. And that's what, honestly, don't tell my husband. That's really what we have for Father's Day this weekend. That's all we got him. And I think we need to do better. Well, Dr. Dahlia, why don't you, you know, get rid of the moo-moo and wear something sexy for him? Look, it's only Father's Day. It's not like he's going off to war. All right, I'll do something sexy for him. You talk me into it. All right, just I won't tell you about it, thank heavens, because I know y'all don't want to hear about it. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877. He's not trying to cure all the world's ills. Come on, it's only Father's Day. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, what's going on here? A man is trying to sue Apple. He is suing Apple. After iPhone Siri, the one with the sexy voice, gave him wrong directions. Well, this is stupid, and I want to talk about the breathalyzer that'll tell us if you got cancer. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Okay, remember I was telling you that it looks like X-rated bachelor parties are supposed to be on the way out. It looks like less and less men are desiring to have that type of a bachelor party. They just want to have more of a calm, stay-at-home type of thing. Now, of course, when I first saw that article, I was like, wow, all right, I got to talk about this on air. But I just kind of looked at it a little closer. And there's something wrong with that. There's something wrong with this, and you'll see why, okay? Apparently, according to the source, they say a survey conducted this week by TheKnot.com, which is a wedding planning website, found that 61% of brides-to-be claim that their fiancés are planning, quote-unquote, low-key bachelor parties. Okay, so this is where they're deducing that. They're saying because 61% of brides-to-be are saying that their man or the fiancé is going to do a low-key bachelor party, that it's going to happen. Okay, well, duh, ladies, that's what they're telling you. All right, so it looks like it's not happening. Okay, these are just brides-to-be that's their impression of the situation. All right, they think that it's going to be a tamer dinner. They say the survey said that many of the fiancés are claiming that they and their friends are going to just go to sporting events or go on a fishing trip. Women, are you believing this? Come on, ladies, you're making us look stupid. You don't answer a survey, right? And then let this survey get published throughout the world. I'm reading this from DailyMail.com, which comes out of Great Britain, saying, no, 61% of us believe that our men are only going on a fishing trip. No, they're going on a real bachelor party. And now this is news. This is all news. So now guys are thinking, oh, okay, well, great. You know, bachelor parties, you know, aren't lame if you do it at IHOP after all. It's not going to work, ladies. They're lying to you. This was conducted on the website's Facebook page. The survey received 61 responses from brides. 37 of them said their fiancés didn't want a wild bachelor event. Of course, my husband said the same thing to me. Please, come on, girls. We're supposed to, you know, look smart. You're making us look stupid, ladies. Come on. You know, no, guys love the bachelor party. That is probably the only event that men ever look forward to. And their friends' events. Do you think guys are really into graduation? Do you think men are really into brisses or their circumcision? Do you think they're really into, well, it's the wedding? No, not the wedding. Guys they'll say they're excited about the wedding, ladies. It's the bachelor party. And they're going to tell you they're going fishing. Okay? My husband probably only gave me 2% of the details. And I told him, you do whatever you want. I told him, as long, I wasn't worried about him sleeping with somebody during the bachelor party. I knew he wouldn't do that. Right? I was worried he would get so drunk that rather than tipping dollar bills for the dancers, he'd do 20s. I was so afraid of that because, you know, we were in medical school. We had no money to our name. We were sharing a studio apartment. We had loans up the yin yang. So my fear was what he was going to tip the dancers. I wasn't worried that he was going to sleep with anybody or anything like that. I was just so worried about what it was going to cost, honestly. And, you know, he drank with his friends and, you know, he claims he doesn't remember anything. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Okay. But then the ladies, no, they're not going fishing. Now, let's say it's someone's third marriage, you know, and they're like, you know what? I'm done with this. Just, you know, let's go fishing. Okay. I'm sure some of you guys, I'd like to hear from you though. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did you do the hangover to IHOP bachelor breakfast? Did you? Yeah. You know, now some people will say, look, my friends are cheap and they didn't want to take me anywhere. All right. Well then that's a good excuse. You're not the dork. It's your friends were dorky. All right. But, you know, listen, ladies, you know, they want to please you. And maybe that's good. Maybe that's good. But, many of them may lie. Okay. All right. You know, my husband tried to lie to me and I'm like, look, I know I'm not stupid. All right. I know because all your friends are going to be coming to me next week needing some penicillin. I'm not stupid. I'm going to find out. No reason to lie. Just have fun. Because once you marry me, it's not going to be fun. I know. I've lived with myself for 26 years. And you're going to marry me tomorrow. All right? Trust me. Go have fun. And, you know, that's what I told him. Yeah, I am. I'm a real cool wife. I am. Okay. So, Apple is getting sued because a man said that iPhone Siri, I don't think she's that sexy. I know everybody thinks Siri is sexy, but she isn't. I guess gave him wrong directions. And he claims it's a class action lawsuit in California saying that Apple provided a quote-unquote misleading and deceptive message about Siri's capabilities before purchasing his phone last November. Now, don't they have a refund policy? I guess his phone was about $100 more than the previous iPhone version. He said it's not worth the price. But I thought Apple has a refund policy, don't they? This way you don't sue them. Yeah, Apple offers a 30-day full refund policy for dissatisfied iPhone customers. I knew gosh darn well that when you saw the new girl and Samuel Jackson talking to their phone and them answering their back, this isn't answering the back. This isn't artificial intelligence. These phones can't do that. You know, they got to be smart. Just like when you see a skinny size 2 woman eating a pound bacon chili cheese fry burger, all right, there's obviously some sort of exaggerated advertising, people. Really, Apple should sue this guy for being stupid. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, we're going to probably spend a little bit more time on this in the next hour, but I just want to give you guys a little tidbit here on this, or a little piece of information here on, you know what, I'm just going to talk about it, that's all. By the time I finish explaining what I'm going to do, the show will be over. It is a breathalyzer. I don't get it, but it's a breathalyzer that can screen for breast and lung cancer. It's a cancer-detecting breathalyzer system. It was unveiled June 2nd, and we're only hearing about it now at the annual American Society of Clinical Oncology in Chicago. Dr. Dahlia, why don't you go to those meetings? Really? And is able to detect the early signs of breast and lung cancer. It is still awaiting clinical trials, but may provide an alternative method. The test works by a patient blowing into a tube and the breath being captured in a specialized storage container. It could be stored for up to 6 weeks in proper refrigeration. The breath is sent to the lab where a chemical sensor is applied to look for the compounds given off by a body that has cancerous cells. They say the device offers an alternative to a CAT scan and mammogram, but the testing, they say, could possibly drop from $800 to $100. Wow. So I guess what they're saying is when you have cancer, some of the antigens that cancer cells give off can be picked up in your respiratory tree. And when you blow it out, there it goes. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, this stuff is cool. I just have a tough time comprehending that this could really happen. I mean, if it could, can you imagine colon cancer screening? I mean, it probably might not be a breathalyzer from the mouth. It may, but the thing is it's easier than a colonoscopy. Right? You capture the air from the orifice that could be affected by cancer. The only thing is lung cancer I get with the breathing breast, it would have to be an antigen of a floating breast cancer cell that goes, I mean, it sounds like it'd have to be really end stage. But think about colon cancer testing with the breathalyzer. I think it's brilliant. I think we're really on to something. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right, we got to talk about this in the next hour. I need to figure out why this works. You all have a great rest of the way, ride home. If you could stick with us, please do. If not, follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.